Good afternoon, you're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Today, the weather across Israel is mild with clear skies over Tel Aviv and Haifa. Jerusalem enjoys a sunny afternoon, making it a great day to be outside. Eilut remains warm as usual. Here are today's headlines. First, Ynet reports just in that the IDF and Shin Bet have struck Hamas weapons sites hidden in Gaza mosques. Also, Amnesty International has issued a rare condemnation of Hamas, demanding an end to extrajudicial executions. This comes from a report earlier this hour by the Jerusalem Post. Also this hour, Prime Minister Netanyahu invites Israelis to contact him directly, sharing his personal number in a campaign video, according to the Forward. Separately, I-24 News travels to the Elah Valley to explore the ancient Judean fortress of Azekah in a new feature. And finally, Axios reports from earlier today that Syria and Israel are working to defuse tensions after an airbase bombing. Reaction has been swift on social media. Raylan Givens, a commentator, posted just minutes ago that former President Trump claims the Iranian regime is not paying its military while escalating violence against protesters. Eyal Yacobi, an analyst, wrote earlier today that Trump stated Iran is killing protesters at unprecedented levels. Emily Schrader, an activist, urged President Trump to take a firmer stance against Iran's regime in a post from earlier today. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the IDF's actions in Gaza, according to Ynet, Israel targeted 5 Hamas storage facilities and a launch site, uncovering rockets and explosives inside mosques. This operation highlights ongoing tensions and the complexity of military actions in densely populated areas. For civilians, this raises concerns about safety and the escalating conflict. Turning to Amnesty International's condemnation of Hamas, the Jerusalem Post notes this is a significant statement as Amnesty often criticizes Israel. Their call for an end to extrajudicial executions by Hamas underscores international concerns over human rights violations in the region. This could pressure Hamas to alter its tactics, affecting Gaza's governance. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Netanyahu's decision to share his phone number in a campaign video, reported by The Forward, is an unconventional move to connect with voters. This outreach aims to bolster his popularity amidst political challenges. For Israelis, it presents a rare opportunity for direct communication with the leader. On the archaeological front, I-24 News brings us an exploration of the Elah Valley's ancient fortress, Azekah. This site offers insights into Judean history and cultural heritage, enriching our understanding of the region's past. Such discoveries can enhance tourism and national pride. And regarding Syria and Israel, Axios reports they are trying to calm tensions after a controversial airbase strike. Syria labeled the attack unjustified, while Israel defended its actions. This diplomatic effort is crucial to prevent further escalation impacting regional stability. On the economic front, first, Katech reports that Israeli shipyards have seen a significant boost in revenues, rising 21.6% in the last quarter due to military projects. This growth reflects increased defense demands and strengthens Israel's maritime industry. Separately, Israel Hayom Business highlights that Prime Minister Netanyahu has yet to decide on increasing the defense budget. This decision, crucial for military readiness, hangs in the balance as government meetings loom. And finally, Globes reports that despite a slowdown in the housing market, the average mortgage loan remains near record levels. This suggests continued confidence in real estate investments amidst economic uncertainties. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. That's all for now from 18 News. Join us again at 4 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.